This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with another episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. And today we're at episode 143. And today I'm going to talk to you about, a really funny topic to me. And that is losing weight while on vacation. I know a lot of times we think about losing weight and going on these strenuous diets. And I'm telling you, when I am on vacation, that's when I tend to lose weight. So I thought I would share some of these tips with you. And the reason I'm sharing tips with you is because I just shared this with a friend of mine, and she thought it would make a great podcast. So hopefully you think it will too. And today I want to thank our sponsors, and that is Media Angels. You can visit Media Angels and all the fine products there at mediaangels.com. And also our sponsor, K12.com. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that in just a little bit. Well, today I'm going to talk to you about weight loss on vacation. So how do you lose weight when you're on vacation and all you want to do is eat all the yummy foods, either that you've packed and brought along with you, or at some favorite restaurants, or maybe some new ones that you're exploring? And so I started talking about this for some time with my family about how we go on vacation a lot of times and we eat really healthy. And so we started breaking it down a little bit, and each of us sharing some of the things that we really enjoyed on vacation. So this list really doesn't have a beginning and an end. I know a lot of times I'd like to share with six things about, you know, whatever the topic is. And today I'm just going to kind of share my heart with you and some of the things that have worked for me. So the first is I fill my days with activities. So when we go on vacation, a lot of times we want to make the best of our opportunities, right? And so I found that I am a lot more active when I am traveling. Okay, so maybe not so much the destination, getting there and back, but and especially if you're on an airplane. But even if you are, a lot of us do walking, a lot of walking at an airport. I know recently my daughter and I took a flight. We were checking out colleges for her, and we had a connecting flight, and the flight was, we had plenty of time, right? An hour and a half in between flights. Well, it turned out that one plane was late and we really needed to walk fast. So beforehand, I looked at the map of the airport where we were going to be landing, and I started worrying that we weren't going to make it on time, especially, you know, both of us have long legs, but she's quite a bit taller and can walk a lot faster. So anyway, I looked at my phone. I have an app that tracks my activity, and I couldn't believe that just that day, even though it didn't seem like we walked that far, I had walked 2.5 miles. So getting from one end of the airport to the other, by the time we got our luggage and, you know, got to where we needed to be and all of that. So it's amazing that even if you think you're going to be sitting on an airplane all day, there are a lot of things you can do, and one of them is walking. So probably if I had to have a top 10 list, I would say that walking is my number one. I know my number one activity, and I know a lot of people think that walking is very efficient and it doesn't burn a lot of calories, but you would be surprised. And I think too, by filling your day with activities, you're not just, you know, sitting around eating. I think having really high fat types of things are fine. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. You know, our family likes to eat healthy, but we also like to eat good food, and it's not all, you know, low calorie food. So after walking, I would say biking would be the next activity that would really help you with your, you know, weight gain, especially on vacation. And so, you know, that's pretty self-explanatory. The other is relaxing. So when we relax, we tend to, you know, be in a happier state of mind. And when we're on vacation, we tend to be a little bit more laid back. We may not have to do as many things as we used to. And we used to say when we went on vacation, and I am dating myself here, that, you know, it's so great to be on vacation because I don't have to always answer the phone. Well, now we take our phones with us. Big joke, right? But what that was one of the things we used to say is that, you know, we're not just tied down to the house and the phone and the things we have to do. So kind of remember that while you are on vacation, if you can put the work away, I'm talking more to myself than you here because I tend to have a difficult time with that. Another way to, you know, kind of get those, you know, calories burned is to put some fun activities in your day, such as, you know, fun things with the kids. So I know a lot of times when my kids were younger, we would take them on different things, like such as, you know, canoeing. I mean, now my kids are, you know, canoeing is just too tame of a sport. So they like to kayak or do whitewater rafting. And that is something I have never braved. But the other thing that really burns a lot of calories is any kind of water sport. So if you are into some of the water sports, that really helps a lot. At one time, you may not believe this, but I used to scuba dive. And that was a really amazing how much energy that took. So, you know, we would be completely worn out after going diving. So any kind of water sports can be fun. When I had the little kids over here, and when I talk about little kids, I'm talking about my grandchildren now. And my daughter recently had a baby, and I had all the little ones over here, and there's six of them. And so I took them all in the swimming pool, and I have what I call my grandma rules. And you know, the pool was set up in quadrants of where, you know, depending on their ability of where they could be or swim. And by the end of the day, my legs were killing me between, you know, walking from one end of the pool, you know, shallow end to the other, turning around, holding the little one who's almost two, and keeping an eye on the other ones, catching kids when they were jumping in the pool. Of course, this was all organized and they were in line so that we were not, you know, killing each other. And by the end of the day, I said to my husband, I go, my arms feel like I've been on this huge workout. My legs feel like I've run a marathon. And that was, you know, just watching kids. So a lot of times we don't think about water sports as being one of the best ways to stay fit, but it really, really is. So I'm going to talk to you about some of the foods that I think are really helpful. And we're going to take a really quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the ways that you can lose weight while being on vacation. We'll be right back. K-12 believes every child is uniquely brilliant, so to prepare them for college success beyond high school, they deserve an education designed for them. Learn more at k12.com/listen about enrolling. A child's brilliance comes in many forms. Some are curious, others inventive, or analytical. K-12 is a full-time, tuition-free online option to traditional public school. Taught by state-certified teachers, schools powered by K-12 provide an individualized education, enhancing your child's ability to succeed. K-12 programs teach to and embrace your child's unique brilliance. Students from K-12 powered schools go on to fine colleges and universities, enhancing their ability to succeed. Be part of the community of families who have succeeded with tuition-free online K-12 education. K-12 K-12 welcome students for grades K through 12. Visit k12.com/listen or call 855-628-9529 for more information about enrolling. That's k12.com/listen or call 855-628-9529. Hi, everyone, and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz. This is podcast number 143, and you can visit the website at thevintagehomeschoolmoms.com to see all of our archives, as well as to find some of the show notes. And you can also visit the ultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com and catch all the great shows on this network. And we are adding a whole bunch of shows coming up, so I'm really excited about that. And as the website owner, I am doubly proud of all of the great gains that we have made on this network since the beginning. So be sure to catch all of the great shows on this network and follow us on iTunes and leave us a comment. And also a shout out to our sponsors. Our sponsors are the ones that keep us going. So we want to thank K12.com for being the sponsor of today's episode. Okay, so we're talking about filling your days with activities, walking, biking, water sports, and even just relaxing. Now we're going to talk about some foods. And the first is eating local foods. That is really one way to really enjoy where you are, the locale where you are, as well as to, to lose some weight. So again, recently I was on a trip with my daughter and we were looking at colleges, and we were in Maryland, and Maryland is known among other things for their crab cakes, and I happen to love crab cakes. Let's put it this way. I love crab cakes, but I do not normally like restaurant crab cakes because they're never as good as I think they should be. And I was not disappointed at all at either of the two restaurants where I ate crab cakes. Now, crab cakes tend to be fattening because they're full of breading, right? Well, that's normally what we find if we buy them in the store, or typically if we have them at a restaurant where that's not their local specialty. But believe me, the people in Maryland, and especially Annapolis and the one restaurant where we ate, know how to make crab cakes. And they were moist, they were delicious, and I savored every bite. So my first advice is to eat local foods, and my second is to savor every bite. I enjoyed it. So eat slowly. Because we like to eat things, a lot of times we eat very quickly. And I know from experience that I tend to eat fast. And so I have made myself slow way down. My husband eats slow, and that tends to happen, doesn't it? God puts us together with people that are opposites in so many ways. And so it's a good compliment, though. And so he would eat slowly, and I would be done. And so I would sit there and talk his ear off, and, you know, I tend to do that. And then I started watching, you know, and he does. He enjoys every bite, so I started doing that. The other thing is, when you order desserts, or if you order dessert, to share it with someone else and not to just have your own dessert. I found, especially, and this is even when we're home, that if I eat my own dessert, I have stopped tasting it after the second or third bite. Has that ever happened to you where you're eating dessert and it's like the first couple of bites are unbelievably delicious, and then after that it's just kind of, you know, rote learning type of a thing? You're just eating just to eat. So if you can share your dessert, you know, that does help on cutting back the calories. Another is to share your meals. How many times have you gone out to eat and you take food home? And a lot of people like to do that, you know, if they're in a hurry, or they want to, you know, the dad takes it to work or whatever, you know, it is, if the mom wants to take it out or to work or whatever. But I have found that most of the time I'm eating half of my meal. So if you share your meal, or do what my sister-in-law does. And she was on this little trip with us, and she'll cut her burger in half. And then she thinks about whether she wants the other half. And she doesn't just eat it because it's there, or we're wasting food, or any of those other things, which, not that I'm saying you should waste food, but, you know, look at how much food you're leaving on your plate. And if you are, then you may want to consider sharing a meal with someone. Another is, don't eat fast food. On this entire trip, I don't think we even went to one fast food restaurant. So I would rather take my own food or pack a lunch rather than going to fast food places. Now, my kids would not agree with me. They love probably every fast food place out there, but it really does pack on the calories, so know what to order. A lot of times I would get a salad, and then I would complain that the chicken didn't taste like chicken. I know I'm a big, I really enjoy my food, and so I want it to be good. If I'm going to eat it for the calories, I want to, you know, have it be worthwhile. Another thing we would do is we would eat a bigger meal earlier in the day and a snack for dinner. So even on this trip that we were on, we ate our main meal, we would have a late lunch. None of us were big breakfast eaters. I typically will eat something like yogurt in the morning or some kind of fruit. I'm not a big breakfast person during the week, but on the weekends as a family, we usually eat a big breakfast, and then I won't eat lunch because I'm still full from breakfast. So I'm notorious for skipping meals, which is not really good to do because it does take a toll on your metabolism. So, you know, it really is good to eat smaller meals during the day. But when we were traveling, we would eat a later lunch, and then we would have some kind of a snack for dinner. So either we would either finish something that we had for lunch, or we would eat something smaller for dinner if we were hungry. I typically order baked, broiled, or grilled foods. I personally love fried foods. I just try to stay away from them. So that's another healthy tip. Healthy snacks. That one I really have a hard time with. I know that there are snacks that are labeled healthy. I don't necessarily, when I look at their calorie content or their ingredients, it is very, very rare that I consider snacks healthy, unless we are talking about some type of nuts or raisins or some kind of dried fruit, and possibly you know, different types of seeds. Most of the snacks that are put together, unless they are some kind of, you know, raw or contain some type of protein, seem to be filled with a lot of unnecessary carbs. So I kind of stay away from that. Single servings are the best thing ever. I love the little snack size baggies. So if I am packing snacks, I tend to pack them in there and just keep them small. It's not like you can't have any goodies. Like one of my family favorites, not my favorite, but my family's favorites, are those little animal crackers and peanut M&Ms. So they'll put the peanut M&Ms in one bag and the little animal crackers in the other. And so I'll have two or three of those. And, you know, it's not like one of those things that I want to eat a ton of, which, like I always say, God blesses me and some of the things my family likes. Like, I do not like Oreos at all. And everyone in my family absolutely loves them. So that's another blessing, because if they were at the house, and it's not something I want to eat. So if it's something like that, something that is a snack that you don't have often, if you put them in a smaller snack size baggie, that really helps a lot. Again, you know, things like healthy snacks like trail mix or nuts are delicious. That is more in my area of weakness. I can sit and eat nuts because I love them, but they can be very fattening. So you want to eat those sparingly. And, you know, my biggest advice to you is to eat half of any meal that you're served and think about whether or not you're full or you need to eat more to fill up. If you're just eating because it's good, friends, you know, let's really think about it. I have friends who have lost 50 pounds or more in this way. They didn't do any kind of extreme diet. All they did was cut their meal portion back and say, do I really need to eat all of it? And they really thought about it, and that helped. So hopefully these are things that can help you when you're on vacation or away from home and you don't want to gain a lot of weight. So I hope you enjoy yourself. I hope that you have a wonderful time wherever it is you're going or doing. And many have staycations or the stay-at-home vacations, which are always fun to do. And so that's also something that I have podcasted about. So check it out on Vintage Homeschool Moms. All right, guys, well, you take care, and we'll be back with more great episodes. God bless. Take care and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.